A History of Pop Music, 1964, by Phil the Test Manager. Featured song, Roy Orbison, It's Over. This is a series of articles looking at pop music from 1955, when in my opinion proper pop music began, up to 1999 when they stopped making it. One article for each year. I am only going to select one featured song for each article, which makes it hard. I am going to try and select a different artist for each year. For many people, and I include myself, you tend to still like the tunes you heard during childhood, which your parents often played. So rather than just pick the top 10 hits of each year, I shall let you know what they were, but also the tunes of that year, not necessarily in the top 10 or so, what were in my view classics. I also add a couple of events in history for that year. It helps bring back memories, and hopefully happy ones. Not everyone will like my choices, of course, and you may remember some from each particular year that you feel should have been included, so do please post a link to the song. So on we go with memories from 1964. Thank you, Wiki. This year was about mods and rockers, pirate radio stations, Harold, Bloody, Wilson and the Great Train Robbery Trials. What was I doing in this year? I was 8, I watched Blue Peter and Stingray, as anything could happen in the next half hour. TV programs included Top of the Pops, The First 7-Up, Emergency Ward 10, Match of the Day, For the First Time Live Olympics, Danger Man, Crossroads, The Likely Lads. Play School started, Did You Guess Which Window? Events. Prime Minister, Alec Douglas Home, Conservative, until 16 October, Harold Wilson, Labour, starting the 16th of October. 1 January, Top of the Pops first airs on BBC TV. 20 January, 11 men go on trial at Buckinghamshire Assizes in Aylesbury, charged in connection with the Great Train Robbery 5 months ago. 21 January, government figures show that the average weekly wage is £16. 22 January, film Zulu released. 21 February, £10 banknotes are issued for the first time since the Second World War. 26 March, verdicts are passed on 10 men for their role in the Great Train Robbery after one of the longest criminal trials and longest jury retrials in English legal history. 28 March, pirate radio station Radio Caroline begins regular broadcasting from a ship anchored just outside UK territorial waters off Felixstowe. 3 April, Nigel Farage is born. 16 April, sentences passed on 11 men for their role in the Great Train Robbery, 7 receiving 30 years each. 20 April, the scheduled opening night of BBC Two, the UK's third television channel, is disrupted by power cuts, and all that can be screened is announcer Gerald Priestland delivering apologies from Alexandra Palace. On the same day, the BBC television service is renamed BBC One. 21 April, BBC Two begins scheduled broadcasting, its first programme is Play School. 12 May, pirate radio station Radio Atlanta begins broadcasting from MV Mi Amigo, anchored off Frinton-on-Sea. In July its operations are merged with Radio Carolyn. 16 to 18 May, violent disturbances between mods and rockers at Brighton. 27 May, pirate radio station Radio Such begins broadcasting from Shivering Sands Army Fort in the Thames Estuary. 17 June, Moore's Murders, a missing persons investigation is launched in Fallowfield, Manchester, as police search for 12-year-old Keith Bennett, who went missing on the previous evening. 6 July, the Beatles' first film, A Hard Day's Night, is released. 10 July, more than 300 people are injured in Liverpool when a crowd of some 150,000 people welcome the Beatles back to their home city. 28 July, Winston Churchill retires from the House of Commons at the age of 89. 13 August, Peter Anthony Allen, at Walton Prison in Liverpool, and Gwynoen Evans, at Strangeways Prison in Manchester, are hanged for the murder of John Allen West on the 7th of April, the last executions to take place in the British Isles. 4 September, the Forth Road Bridge opens over the Firth of Forth, linking Fife and Edinburgh. 15 September, the Sun newspaper goes into circulation, replacing the Daily Herald, which went out of circulation. Left-wing rag. 15 October, the general election is held. The Labour Party defeats the Conservatives. Harold Wilson becomes Prime Minister, having gained a majority of 5 seats. The election result spells the end of 13 years of Conservative government, although the Prime Minister Alec Douglas-Home had only entered office 12 months ago. Among the retiring MPs is the former Prime Minister Sir Winston Churchill, who has been an MP for 63 of the last 65 years. 2 November, ITV soap opera Crossroads airs for the first time. 21 December, MPs vote 355-170 for the abolition of the death penalty, with the abolition likely to be confirmed before the end of next year. The death penalty has gradually fallen out of use over the last 20 years, with the 2 most recent executions having taken place in August this year. 23 December, pirate radio station Wonderful Radio London begins broadcasting from MV Galaxy anchored off Frinton-on-Sea, with a Fab 40 playlist of popular records. 24 December, The Beatles gain the Christmas number 1 for the 2nd year running with I Feel Fine, which has topped the singles charts for the 3rd week running. The Beatles have now had 6 number 1s in the United Kingdom alone. 26 December, Moore's murders, police launch a missing persons investigation after 10-year-old Leslie Ann Downey goes missing from a fairground in Encotts, Manchester. The top 10 singles with a YouTube hyperlink on the title. Top hits of 1964. 1 Jim Reeves' I Love You Because. 2 Jim Reeves' I Won't Forget You. 3 Roy Orbison' It's Over. 4 Julie Rogers' The Wedding. 5 Brian Poole' Someone, Someone. 6 The Bachelor's I Believe. 7 Millie My Boy Lollipop. 8 The Rolling Stones' It's All Over Now. 9 Roy Orbison' Oh Pretty Woman. 10 The Bachelor's I Wouldn't Trade You for the World. Very difficult choice as ever to make for 1964 as the featured song. Could have been any Beatles song plus a few others. I even toyed with Jim Reeves' I Love You Because, but his music to me is not pop, but still most excellent. I have to recognize Roy Orbison as he is one of the true greats in pop music. The tune, It's Over, is an American song composed by Roy Orbison and Bill Dees and sung by Orbison. The song was released as a 45 revolutions per minute single by Monument Records in 1964. It's Over typifies the operatic rock ballad. The single entered the United States Cash Box chart on April 11, 1964. Peaking at number 10 on May 23, 1964, and reached number 9 on the Billboard Pop Music chart. Meanwhile, after entering the UK singles chart on April 30, 1964, it reached number 1 on June 25, 1964, making it Orbison's 2nd UK number 1 single. The first was only The Lonely in 1960. The song spent 2 weeks at number 1 on the UK singles chart, out of a total of 18 weeks on that chart. More writings on this song here, more on It's Over. In my view, the best songs of the year, after the featured track, are The Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand, The Beatles' She Loves You, The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night, The Beatles' Can't Buy Me Love, The Beatles' I Feel Fine, Animals' House of the Rising Sun, so close to being my featured song, The Beach Boys' I Get Around, great band, love the sound, Hollies' Here I Go Again, The Hollies' Just One Look, The Ronettes' Baby I Love You, Herman's Hermits' I'm Into Something Good, Love all their tunes, so easy to sing along to. Roy Orbison, Oh, Pretty Woman. Dave Clark 5, Glad All Over, great band. Supremes, Baby Love, the start of something big. It was written and produced by Tamla Motown's main production team Holland Dozier Holland. I am pretty sure their stuff will feature a lot. Supremes, Where Did Our Love Go? The Dave Clark 5, Bits and Pieces. The Rolling Stones, Not Fade Away. Brian Poole and the Tremolos, Someone, Someone. The Swinging Blue Jeans, Hippie Hippie Shakes. The Kinks, You Really Got Me, another great band starting out. The Kinks, All Day and All of the Night. Cilla Black, You're My World. Cilla Black, Anyone Who Had a Heart. Dusty Springfield, I Only Want to Be With You. The Rolling Stones, It's All Over Now, great start to a super pop combo. Gene Pitney, 24 Hours from Tulsa. The Bachelors, Diane, Sing Along Now, I'm in Heaven, When I See You Smile. The Bachelors, I Believe. The Searchers, Needles and Pins, Awesome, But I Like Smokey's Version Even Better. The Honeycombs, Have I the Right? Mary Wells, My Guy. Dave Berry, The Crying Game. Peter and Gordon, A World Without Love. Manfred Mann, Doo-Wah-Diddy. Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, Little Children. Petula Clark, Downtown. They're Zombies, She's Not There. Fun Song, The Barren Night, Call Up the Groups. 38 songs for 1964 in my favorite lists. These articles are taking long and longer to write, but it's so much fun. Next time 1965. Hat Tips 2. www.ukcharts.topsource.info. These give the top 100 selling charts for each year. www.everyhit.com web link. These give the top 10 songs for each year. www.youtube.com. You know them. Next time, 1965. Copyright Phil the Test Manager 2018.